Medical news. There are new doubts about the safety of common medications taken by millions of Americans. The pain medication Celebrex last week, and now the pain reliever Aleve, which anyone can buy without a prescription. Both may be related to problems like heart attack and stroke, and other drugs may be implicated as well. This news comes in a bewildering confluence of medical studies. Here's NPR's Joanne Silberner.
Here's the rundown of the various painkillers and the various problems. First, Vioxx. That's one of the so-called COX-2 inhibitors, originally intended for people with arthritis or acute pain who have problems with other painkillers, but marketed and prescribed much more widely. Manufacturer Merck pulled it from the market in September after several studies showed it causes heart attack and stroke. Then Celebrex, a drug similar to Vioxx. Last week, manufacturer Pfizer said one study showed a cardiovascular problem, another didn't. The company has pledged to support that drug. And now it's naproxen, or Aleve, a different type of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Yesterday, the government announced that a study of the drug's ability to prevent Alzheimer's suggested there may be heart and stroke problems here, too. Aspirin, no one needs to study. Doctors have known for years that while low doses can protect the heart, high doses over time can cause abdominal bleeding. Lester Crawford, acting FDA commissioner, says the agency is evaluating the new information on painkillers carefully. He's not sure which way things will go. He's particularly interested in looking at how the drugs are actually used, which he suspects is at higher doses and for a longer period of time than is recommended on their labels.
We may be able, through scientifically informed labeling, salvage these drugs, and then again, we might not be. As I've said, we have all of our regulatory options still open, and as soon as we can plow through this data and reach some conclusions, we will move forward.
The FDA is hosting a meeting in February to try to puzzle things out. In the meantime, patients are being advised to talk to their doctors. But there are no head-to-head comparisons of the various drugs for the doctors to check out, leaving patients to either bear with the pain or choose a painkiller that may or may not present a risk. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.